Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is out traveling. So, Miss Jolene isn't going to be with us because she didn't think she would have a signal. But if she gets a signal, I know she would chime in. But we've got Pioneer Paula. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, I just got home from Tater Days. And the Confederate folks down here had the most kick-ass float ever. I hope
they
the pictures.
What?
Yes. Yes.
So what? How did they have their float decorated, Paula? I mean, I know it was Confederate, since you're saying it was Confederate, but I mean, what was it like? The theme of it? Would they have like soldiers or what?
They had for real soldiers, and then they had other things. I don't even really remember now, but I got pictures of it. I'm gonna post it because it was a kick-ass float.
Well,
and
great,
the horses.
Great,
I bet there
yeah.
were 300 horses and all the old cars and. Willie Corsi, our rep, he rode in a truck, and I did make him speak to me. Hey, Willie Nelson, you going to legalize cannabis or what, or Willie Corsi? Hey, Miss Paula Willie. And then the Republican running against him, she walked the parade, just saying.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, her name's Paula, too, so we kept going, hey, Miss Paula, hey, Miss Paula. It
well,
was
that's
a fun
pretty
time.
Good. Now, I like it when they get out there and they walk with the crowd and things. To me, that really speaks volume of those politicians, you know?
Right, the Willie Road.
Because, I mean, you know, Gatewood loved to walk with the crowd.
Yeah. Now, Tater Day's a hard parade to walk because it's a lot of hills, let me tell you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I got me two new rebel flags, and I got me my Don't Tread on Me, and I got me the red Simplified Marines because Noah's a Marine and Gatewood was a Marine, and I love that Don't Tread on Me flag. And I got me a new American flag and a new POW flag and a gyro and spent $41.50.
Oh, wow.
Well, I could have spent a lot of money if I'd have really had it to spend, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Paula, between all the flags, I don't know if I've got a, have we got a Commonwealth flag, maybe a Commonwealth.
Yeah, we got a Commonwealth. You know, I couldn't find one of them. I couldn't find a Kentucky flag anywhere. And when I was talking to the folks at the, you know, at the Confederate place, they had to buy their flags from fucking China because they couldn't make them in the U.S. Now, how retarded is that? You know
it's
what I'm
probably
saying?
Illegal to make. Yeah, it's probably illegal to make any type of flag here. So you probably have to. That's why everything we buy says "Made in China." Maybe I don't know. It's just a funny thing. Maybe I'm throwing out there.
I'm sure this United States flag was made in China too, but it was only $5. So you know.
Right. Let's get started and do our birthday song. I'm going to leave us with a live mic. Here we go. All right, we got Craig Jensen. Happy birthday, Craig. Christina Dietrich. Christina come all the way out of New York with the Melon Fest that we had about 2 years ago down there in Berea. Oh, no, I think maybe the first time I met her was Gatewoodstock. Maybe she, and that was back in 2013. So happy birthday, Christina. Adrian Gibson, happy birthday up there in Indiana. Man, I love you with all my heart. Reese Tice is Stacy Tice's dog. So it's saying today is Reese's birthday. I'm
happy
not
birthday,
for sure
Reese.
I would have to, Halls Plorador. Halls is up there in Michigan. Thank you so much, Halls, for all that you do for the folks and the patients up there in Michigan. Then we have Blake Howard. Happy birthday to you, Blake. Ray J. Chopra. And then Alibaba, A-L-I-B-A-B-A, is the first name, B-R-I-K-S. Can't even say half of you people's name. I will say that all these people that I really don't know, it's kind of funny. I get defriended. The moment I get defriended, you're automatically blocked. I'm going to die with you. I've got about 700 people on block because, I seen a post by a real good friend of mine, and she said, if you are for Trump and I find out you're for Trump, you're racist automatically, she said, and I know that you hate me, so defriend me now. And I said, man, and this is love? I think I just shared something about, the first person without thought cast the first stone. None of us is perfect, people. Stop hating. Learn to
agree.
It's easy to say I love you, but let's start showing love. I'm seeing lack of love. I'm seeing a lot of I love you, but I'm seeing the lack of the effort of it. Anyhow, that is my Facebook and friends and family birthday. Miss Paula, do you happen to have any?
I haven't actually looked because you can't really see your phone from outside in the sunshine. So I haven't really looked.
Well, I can't believe this next famous birthday isn't viral all over Facebook. Really surprises me with the times that we are in right today. He is actually 49 years old today. His name is Bob Marley. Happy birthday, Bob Marley. love that name. Love it. Because, he's named after his father. Muddy Waters today was born on this day in 1915 and passed away in 1983. And Muddy Waters also made a day in history on this day in 1913. Muddy Waters was born. He has to be a musician. So y'all look it up. Look up who Muddy Waters is. The question of the day, who sang Because I Want to Get High? Miss Jolene's always great on the answers, but it's kind of funny. I've got Jeff Campbell down there in Georgia. Jeff said Method Man. And I was like, who in the hell's Method Man? He had Method Man with question marks. And my thing is who's Method Man? I don't even know who Method Man is. I'm like, whoops. Chuck Malin with the herd mentality. He said, la-di-da-da. He said, Afro Man. And Afro Man is the correct answer. So there you go, Chuck, out there with the hurt in Missouri. He had the correct answer. Today, we want to give a rest in peace to Dr. Joe Mead. Dr. Joe Medicine Crow. He died today at 102 years old. It's like, oh, so sad. He was the last Plains Indian war chief, Paula.
Oh, wow.
Did I lose you?
Wow. No, I'm here. You got me?
I've actually got an audio that is a minute and 41 seconds. Dr. Joe Medicine Crow, the last Plains Indian war chief, dies at 102 years old. And we're going to listen to this short clip, and we'll be right back.
Born October 27, 1913, near Lodgegrass, Joseph Medicine Crow began a legacy that won't soon be forgotten.
As a foot soldier, I walked all the way from France to Paris. That's a long walk.
Medicine Crow became a decorated World War II veteran and recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Buja Icha in Crow. Dr. Medicine Crow's life reflects not only the warrior spirit of the Crow people, but America's highest ideals.
He attended the University of Southern California, where he earned a degree in anthropology in 1939. He is the first member of the Crow tribe to obtain a master's degree. In 2015, Billings school officials named the new middle school in the Heights Medicine Crow Middle School, which is currently under construction on the corner of Bench Boulevard and Barrett Road, set to open this fall.
Billings is my town, and I'm certainly proud and glad to see a new Billings growing bigger and better in the field of education.
Crow was a frequent guest speaker at the Little Bighorn College and Little Bighorn Battlefield Museum, and has appeared in several documentaries about the battle. He was also a historian and author of several books, and was best known for his writings and lectures concerning the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Dr. Medicine Crow was the last living Plains Indian war chief, a life emblazoned in history. In Billings, I'm Dustin Kleeman, MTN News.
Rest in peace, Dr. Joe Medicine Crow. It's sad. It's really, I mean, it's like, oh, it's so sad. You know, at the knowledge, I mean, of course, you know, it's great to hear that he's got all these books out there. My thing would, I would love to have a, which I'm going to search and see if maybe he's got a book on medicines, you know, of what they called medicines, you know what I'm saying? But what an honor. He was the first Indian to get a master's. What a great accomplishment to them.
Cool. I don't have
very
none
common.
Of that.
Really? I don't have no masters either, Paula.
And I got a master's Gatewood shit 101, I guess.
And Gatewood always said we got an F in the Dale Carnegie class. I mean, you got an F in that.
Yeah, once that big time. You know, a lot of people talked about Gatewood today when they see me, and I didn't. I mean, I had K4MM shirt on. You know, but I had Gatewood, the radio button, and a Pioneer Paula that you made me, and the shadow on my shoulder. But, I mean, I'm recognized with Gatewood, and I don't even have to wear Gatewood no more. It's cool.
That is great, Paula. That is
but
great.
It was too windy to wear my pot hat. It was just too windy. I wouldn't even wear Gatewood's hat either because I didn't want it to blow away.
And then be trying to chase down the parade and chase the hat down. We've
really?
Got a shout out. We've got to do our shout outs. On the shout outs, man, I mean, let's see if. Hash Bash, hash 420 Bash, okay, and. All right. Oh, wow. It's going to be 420 Bash is going to come down, I guess, at big shout out to the folks at Purple Haze. Purple Haze actually has two locations. They are at 1236 Versailles Road in Lexington. They're also at 635 East New Circle Road in Lexington. Look Purple Haze up on Facebook, and they're out there also on Instagram. So they're having a 420 bash. They're going to have live glass blowing and deals on glass. They're going to have music and food and some speakers. And I'm sort of talking to them that we might be live out there with the radio that day. How cool would that be?
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be at maybe one of these locations, either on Versailles Road or New Circle. We'll know more when we work the details out. This is an undetailed thing. This has just happened at the last minute. But big shout-out to you, Purple Haze. Purple Haze up there in 1236 Versailles Road in Lexington and 635 East New Circle Road. Check them out, guys, on Facebook and Instagram. I got a shout-out also for Schubert. Thank you so much, Schubert, for being out there listening in. Misty Smith down there in Hazard, Kentucky. Ed Bland, I've got to get you up on the show with us because Ed tells a story. He tells a story about he had a motorcycle wreck. He suffered from a brain injury, and they, you know, anytime you hear somebody saying brain injury from a motorcycle wreck or anytime somebody receives a brain injury, you're like, oh, you know, it's tragic. You know, most people don't recover from a brain injury. If they do, they're never the same person. But anyhow, his testimony is that he cured himself from a brain injury with cannabis, and that he knows how to take and make goat. He shows these pictures and things. Oh, yeah, he knows how to make goat, and he talks about how the government's lying to everybody and that, you know, he's living proof by living and suffering from all this documentation, I guess, of this tragic motorcycle wreck, like I say, and he suffered from a brain injury and was give up to die, I mean, like on life support. And he praises it all to this plant and says it saved his life, you know.
Well, it does.
So big shout-out. Yeah, big shout. I mean, you know, we would love to talk to folks like that. Anybody out there, you're always welcome to call in and talk to us. Big shout out to the Green Cross of Kentucky. Now, the Green Cross of Kentucky has a like page out there. I don't know a whole lot about them, but thank you all so much. It must be another thing here in Kentucky. I mean, we're just growing. Then we got a shout out for Jack America and Linder Gypsy. Mark Stephen Gamble, Eric D. Foote, Alyssa Downs, and Randy Robinson. Big shout out to you also. We've got a shout out to Cheryl McNahan up there in Ohio, Mike Davis in Missouri. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. Thank you. Then we've got Heather Lawless. Thank you, Paula. We got Heather Lawless up there in Seattle, Washington. Miss Heather has the Opie strain. She's the one that says that, you know, she has the Opie strain of the 1212 plant that that Luke Wiebinga talks about. Let's see. All right. Oh, there's a petition, guys. I mean, well, it's not a petition. It's actually, I want everybody to check it out. It's on the Gatewood Legacy Radio page. This young man, Jacob Hyde is I've known him since the day he was born. I know his mother. His mother used to work for me. And I know his father. His father actually, tragically, back when Jacob was about a year, maybe not even a year old, Jacob's daddy tragically had a moped wreck and it killed him. But anyhow, Jacob has grown up and he is a big football player for the University of Kentucky. And Jacob has a survey, and I'm trying to see if it would go to it. Maybe it's where I've done. Oh, I've already taken it. But this the survey he is doing, he says, I have conducted a survey about interracial dating for my psychology class, and I would like to have help out there by people taking it. And he said it would be greatly appreciated, and it's also anonymous. So I actually took the test for him because, like I say, I mean, I love Jake, and to be honest with you, Jake's a black boy, and for some reason, you know, I mean, I've got a lot of black people that I love just as much as I do anybody. You know, I love everybody, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done. Because, you know, my mother, I was talking to her earlier, and my mother was telling me how people's hearts would turn cold as wax. You know, I was like, wow, Mom, that's powerful, cold as wax. She said their hearts would. big shout out.
I have black friends, and they know I like the rebel flag, and they have no problem with me the rebel flag.
Well, it's like Jolene says, it's stupid. You know, Jolene likes the rebel flag, and, you know, let's not even get her started. But Nicholas DeMio, thank you, Nick. Nicholas down there. Nicholas is actually in Florida, and he used to be the person over the Backroads Tour for Gatewood. Jared Alway with Marijuana is Safer Than Alcohol out there in Seattle, Washington. Thank you, Jared. We got to take a break, folks, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here. Paula, are you ready?
I'm rolled and ready.
All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go.
They're getting off the work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. What a great, great little song. That's a great song. Thank you, Don Miller. Thank
love
you
that.
Down there in Doyletown, Tennessee. Thank you so much.
And I love my weed. It's beautiful.
And Paula says she loves her weed. Oh, my.
That's right. All I want to do is stay home, smoke my weed, and play in the dirt until I die. With being with nature and God, and just leave me the hell alone, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, there was a time when people minded their own business, and you could have done that. But now you've got everybody up in everybody's business, if you think about it.
Yeah, but I'm making me a pallet fence, and I'm going to have me a fence so they can kiss my saggy ass.
My mother was telling me some stories earlier today. Of things that happened when she was a little girl and things that went on and how they would walk for miles and miles and miles to get on the school bus, you know, by themselves. And, man, you know, you'd be arrested today.
Well, they did arrest somebody for making their children walk to school. Remember that? It was last week somewhere in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
They missed the bus.
I missed that.
Yes. Yes, the mama made them walk, and of course she was, you know, they're driving slow, but made them walk because they missed the bus, and then she got arrested for child abuse. Yeah, the mother got arrested for child abuse.
Oh, there you go.
Now we're talking.
I mean, what do you? And I'm sure that's involved CPS.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. And my Confederate soldier peoples down here is going to have a living history weekend about the Civil War at the Hitchin Post and Old Country Store in Aurora, Kentucky on May 6th and 7th. And I plan on going to that because it ain't that far away from me because I just love it. Them folks are the nicest folks ever. And a lot of them I went to
All
school
right.
with way back in the 60s.
All right.
And they know about everything that was happening. May 6th and 7th from 9 to 5, at the Hitching Post in Aurora. So it's Marshall County. And they heard about what they were doing to Berea, but I don't think they'll let them do it down here. I don't think that they'll, Black Lives Matter will do that down here, because all lives matter. And get over yourself. The flag is not racist. If you run the history, and there was black people that fought for the Confederate voluntarily.
Yes, there was, Paula, and I don't know, my question on that out there, does people think that the black people that fought in that, do they feel like maybe they were forced? Is that why they, why do not other people see that?
It was those people that are bitching. I think it's just ignorant people that are just looking for hate somewhere. Let's hate on something. Let's hate on this flag.
When did they quit teaching history? I mean, they don't even teach history in school no more. I mean, when did they stop that? I mean, I know it wasn't going on much back when my children were in school, because I would question them about things, and they're like, "What in the hell are you talking about?"
I remember in the eighth grade we had a class on Kentucky history back in the eighth grade.
Learning, all right, for an example, go up to a young person today and ask them to name all 50 states. And the capital of each state. You know, they're not taught that. It doesn't matter. it doesn't matter. And I'm thinking, well, if it doesn't matter, why did we learn it? Why did we even try to name it and start it in the first place?
But it should matter.
Absolutely, Paula. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what's
wrong. Oh, they teach this Common Core bullshit and this new math. They're just dumbing our children down and rewriting everything and taking it out. And unless you got an old, old, old book, you ain't going to know the truth.
Well, I have actually, I just haven't run across them. I've talked about it before. I've got some old Indian books here with old Indian recipes. And I said just as soon as I found it, that I was actually going to start taking and going page by page and writing out them recipes out there and even putting it in social media if I have to, with some kind of color behind it or something to make it really stick out. But to share it, because, hey, if you break a book down and things, maybe more people, might help somebody, beats better than being a guinea pig. Hey, for 2 days, I've had a big shout-out to the Beat Daddies. The Beat Daddies has got a song called Been Thinking. I've got several. I've got DUI, Love, the Beat Daddies, Luna Blues, but they just recorded this one, and it is live here not too long ago. It's the Beat Daddy's Been Thinking. It's 3 minutes and 30 seconds long, and I'm a big Beat Daddy's fan. I love Larry Grisham and Tommy Stilwell. And we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back. The Beat Daddy's Been Thinking. Here we go.
Hiding, playing games. Don't
Tommy Stillwell, thank you all so much. Thank you. He's got some. They've got, you know, so many songs. I mean, they're a blues band. They're just a great bunch. You know, they're a great bunch of guys. Really, they're only two guys who's held this band together over the years. I mean, my God, I don't know how many years they've been together. But they went through several drummers, do different things, and they've got another guy now playing with them. So there's actually four of them right now. So. But, I mean, man, they're a great band. Love these guys. They actually done that down there in Mississippi. That was live down in Mississippi. So thank you, Larry. Thank you so much for that.
Every one of these flags are made in China. The Marines flag, of course, the vinyl, they're not the real, real flag, but every damn one of them, even the United States and the POWs, made in fucking China.
My, Paula. My.
But they were only $5, so I got to get six of them. I got six flags now. Cool.
Right. They're saying the ops shut down the government. Ops shut down the government. Happening globally March the 26th to Saturday, April the 9th. Be advised the decision's been made that the ops expose CPS. Thank you, family, and all your help. One love. March the 26th, which is already passed, to work up the tantrum. Please read this important message. We the people are pissed off. We need things to change. We need things to change fast. What is America hungry for? About 46 million Americans receive the supplemental assistance, food stamps, or SNAP. From the government, 23 states are about to be cut off. I don't know if that's true or not, but that is from out there somewhere and been given to me.
I couldn't use mine last night because they said the EBT, you know, part of it was down in the computer. It's down, so I couldn't use my food stamp card yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, I had cash, but I couldn't use my food stamp card. And I didn't realize that until I went to do it. And I go, no, the computers are down. The EBT computers are down. Now, whether it's deliberate or not, who knows?
All right. Saturday, here's, man, we just love Purple Haze people. Purple Haze people's got it going on. Saturday, April the 9th, KCFC in Lexington, Kentucky at the Purple Haze. They're going to be at 1236 Versailles Road and 635 New Circle Road. So maybe that's right there on the corner or something. Or I don't know if it's two different locations, but I will find out. Lexington, Kentucky, 40508. That's from 12 o'clock till 5 o'clock on Saturday. Purple Haze.
We had folks from Lexington at Tater Day Parade, and Louisville come down for the Tater Day Parade. I don't know if they had family or not, but I talked to him and passed out the cannabis propaganda for K4MM that Gary printed up, that three-page thing. Yeah.
All right.
I won't be able to walk in that tomorrow because of my shoulder from packing all that shit, but it was fun. I had a good time.
Oh, it takes us a time when all these things start happening because also in Covington, Kentucky, at the CincinnatiTicket.com, Saturday the 9th, Southern Draw and special guest 90 Proof Tang is going to be up there at 8 o'clock. It says there's limited tickets for this event. Buy them now. They'll sell out. Southern Draw is based out of Nashville and Knoxville, Tennessee. They're one of the nation's hottest emerging bands, ranking top among the best live performances to come along in decades. Lauren Cornells is the former Jefferson Records Promotions. It's a must-see swamp grid of modern country. So that is Saturday at 8 o'clock in Covington, Kentucky. Encore of Lexington, Saturday and Sunday on the 9th and 10th. They're going to be at Banners at 3650 Boston Road, number 196, Lexington, Kentucky. So that's Encore. The band of Encore. Still ain't got out there and seen them, and they're a blues band. I'm telling you, this is a badass local blues band that we have right here out of Kentucky. Larry Grisham and Tommy Stillwell are down in Tennessee. I might have forgot to say that a while ago. Vessel, this Saturday night at Cosmic Charlie's, 10 o'clock, Cosmic Charlie's, Vessel and the Bay J Yetis are at Comics. That's at 388 Woodland Avenue, Lexington, Kentucky. And then Sunday is, they said various places. I'm not getting any, can't give you any more information than Sunday, April the 10th to April the 15th. The Institute for Cannabis is doing a tour. And it's going to be in various places, so I can't give you anything else. I haven't got people. I haven't got nothing else. No more info to give you on it. So let's see. I think I just shared that from Pat and Jennifer Dunnigan. Yes, we just shared that, Pat. That's Saturday from 12 to 5. Purple Haze, 1236 Versailles Road and 635 New Circle Road in Lexington. They're going to be, KCFC is going to be there from 12 to 5. Get out there and learn about some bills. Or if you've not registered to vote, I think they can even help get you registered to vote, you know. That's why I'm grateful to see that a lot.
I had my clipboard with me today. I had my clipboard to register people to vote. They were just already registered. Yeah, I packed that around. Been packing it around for years.
All right. You know, and here's the way that works. It's like, well, I don't ever find nobody. Well, the very moment you don't have it with you, that's when you run up on somebody.
Right. I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. That was Gary Thornell's. And you know, he even almost packs the kitchen sink when we go to an event. He's got everything you might need.
Well, that's a good way to be, though, Paula. Good way to be.
Yeah,
I
and
think.
God bless him. He printed out 100 of the 3-page things that, you know, if you have enlisted all the illnesses, you know, that we've been passing out and telling about cannabis and all and the K4MM group and the 800 number to Frankfurt. I mean, it's a real comprehensive thing that he worked hours on. Well, he printed out 100 for me. Well, then he looked at them and they weren't 100% perfect, so he printed out another 100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got them for fancy for him, too.
Right. Right. Well, that's great. I mean, yeah, I mean, because people really don't realize, you know, when you go to, I don't know, man. You know, these printing places anymore, can do it for you cheaper than what you can do really at the cost of your own house, unless you've got one of those laser printers or graphite. I guess it's a graphite printer is what I should say, maybe. But that's only for black and white things. You know, you can't it's not color. I mean, you know, you can do color, but it's mainly
print this out cheaper than we can pay to have it printed, but it's just simple. I mean, it ain't nothing fancy to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just information. So he can print it out cheaper than Lakeland printers down here can.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd say so, Paula, because, you know, sort of unfair how one thing will be, you know, one price here and you go, well, here's an example. I was talking to a cousin of mine the other night, and we were talking about raw milk. You know, that's from a cow, and we were talking about the price, and he's like, you know, it's $8 a gallon.
Wow.
I was like, wow, it's high. What would you say it would be down there, Paula?
Raw milk? I don't even know if you can get raw milk down here now, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't looked for it. I know that the Amish was selling their milk, and they had the best kick-ass chocolate milk ever in the glass container, you know. I love them. And then they quit selling. They had to quit selling it. So I haven't looked. I'll have to look and see if we got any.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what the price is on it.
Yeah, I'll go to the Weekly here after a while maybe and still run my mouth. I'm still like the cannabis bunny on steroids right now. Thanks, Doc.
We got the black and white medicine. All right, we got the Black and White Medicine Show coming up right after the show, and Black and White is actually in drunk college, so I'm going to have to go on his show for just a little bit and do his show. I said, boy, he better be lucky I'm not slammed, because I'm slammed for the rest of the week. I'm slammed. Oh, my. It is actually sunny and 67 today with some wind. Pioneer Paula.
I have no idea, because I pushed the button and my weather app is gone. And I have to go to Verizon because I don't know how to get it back. But I say it's probably close to 70, windy. But it's if it wasn't so windy, it would be beautiful. You know, but it's too windy to wear a hat. You got it tied on, but it's a nice day. It was a beautiful Saturday. See, Michaela's marching in the band. She's a senior for ever, years and years and years. Since Carrie, I've been going to the Tater Day Parade watching my child in march in the band. Well, they're in Florida. So her last year, she didn't even march in the Tater Day Parade. So that was strange. You know, it was kind of odd. I was down here not watching a child in the band. That was odd. But the band wasn't even there, just the middle school band. And I wasn't campaigning for Gatewood, but we were talking about Gatewood, and it was all good. And I got to talk to Dr. Jeff this morning for about an hour, and that was cool. From the Q Rabbit Radio. I love the Q Rabbit.
And the Q Rabbit is the mascot for the Q Radio, isn't it, Paula, down there?
Right. And see, the rabbit, they always come sit and chill with us, you know. When they take a break, they come chill with us. That's why I like to have extra chairs and a special place just to sit and chill.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, man.
And it is August 5th and 6th this year, just saying, Tater Day, Friday, August 6th. No, wait a minute. Friday's August 5th and Saturday's August 6th. So you need to plan on your calendar to get your ass down here in my neck of the woods on August
4th. You're saying August 6th for Tater Day. But it's Fancy Farm.
Fancy Farm. let me start over. August 4th. Yours and Hank's ass need to be down here at my house for Fancy Farm. And it is the Friday the 5th and the 6th. Just saying. Mark it on your calendar now.
Fancy Farm is coming up, folks. Down there in, what's the name of that little community there, Paula?
Fancy Farm. It's the sweetest, beautifulest little community ever. Fancy Farm, Graves County, Kentucky. and there's a lot of Amish, and it's just good people down there.
Yeah, there is good people.
And they love Gatewood. And they love Gatewood.
And now, what is the number of years that it will be this year, Paula, if they've been doing that?
Oh, shit. I just had to count. It's 173 for Tater Day, just saying. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't remember which one.
Man, that's great.
In the 80s, Fancy Farm, I think it was 82, Fancy Farm had their 150th. So do the math. I'm not sure. I have to figure it out, but it's been around a long time. You see, my grandpa went to the first Tater Day back in the day.
Right. Wow. Boy, I'm telling you, that's really great, Paul, for them to have kept that alive for that many years.
Yeah. It's since all these damn banks have built, and it's not as packed as it was with the vendors. They had to go move up to the park area, which is a long ways to walk where the rides are, because all these banks are building and taking up all the land. You know, you got banks across the street from each other, and so that part was sucked because it wasn't jam-packed energy like it used to be. But in ways, it was better because it wasn't so packed up, but still, it kind of sucked. You know, and the bank don't let you use their parking lot to set up a vendor or nothing, you know. They're assholes. I did
right.
go sit on their porch because other people was so I could eat and, you know,
right.
sit down. I was needing to sit down.
Right. We've got an audio of Truth and Hemp. This is Truth and Hemp audio. Boy, I hope it ain't too loud. If it is, I'll adjust it. It's only 3 minutes and 29 seconds, and it's from our favorite person, Gatewood Galbraith. We'll be right back.
You know, Kentucky John, a lot of folks really don't understand the difference between marijuana and hemp. So I'd let me take a minute to describe it for you folks. They're both the same crop. They are both the same plant, which is scientifically known as cannabis. And it depends on how you cultivate it. When you want industrial textile, or you want building materials, or clothing, or rope, or paper, or fuel that you pour into your car, then you cultivate the cannabis seed to produce hemp. Hemp doesn't have any real THC in it, very negligible amount. And you grow very thick fields of it, one after the other. It's planted very close together. You see the big hemp fields with the big tall stalks and all. And that is called hemp. That's cannabis when it's industrial textile. When you take that same seed and you want to plant it and get medicine or smoking material out of it that you call marijuana, then you take that seed and you plant it in a spot where it's going to get a lot of sun. You clear out all the underbrush so that it will produce resin and THC in reaction to the sun's ultraviolet rays, and that's how you get the strongest crop there. But both marijuana and hemp are both cannabis in the same way that Danny DeVito and Dennis Rodman are both adult males. You know, they share a lot with each other as far as adult males of the same species, but they don't look a lot alike, but they're bred for different purposes. I mean, you wouldn't breed Dennis Rodman to act for you, and you wouldn't breed Danny DeVito to rebound for you. But that is the difference. Now, you take the tall hemp stalks when you want the methanol or gasoline, and you take that biomass, but then you get 20 barrels of petroleum off an acre of hemp. That's all hemp is petroleum. All petroleum is liquefied vegetative matter that was grown eons ago and trapped and stored the sun's energy through photosynthesis, and then was set aside by nature and put through a liquefaction process into petroleum or compacted into coal and peat. And what we're running around in our cars on right now, burning in our furnaces, is that sun's energy that was trapped and stored. Hemp is the most effective photosynthesizing biomass on the planet. It more readily traps and stores the sun's energy than any other growing thing. If we planted 7% of the U.S. agricultural land in hemp, we wouldn't have to import another drop of oil. But that's one fuel source. The other fuel source is the hemp seed, the marijuana seed, the cannabis seed. Every one of those seeds is a little oil capsule. It is 35 to 40% oil by weight. So if I had 100 pounds of hemp seed, I would have 35 to 40 pounds of the premier motor lubricating oil on the planet due to its constant viscosity. And in 1991, Willie Nelson and I poured hemp oil into my Mercedes diesel into the gas tank, and drove it across Kentucky as a part of my governor's race. Here's the deal. The hemp oil will lubricate your engine. It will run your diesel engines. Rudolph Diesel patented the diesel engine to run off of seed oil so the farmer could produce their own food, and hemp oil is the premier seed oil on the planet. Or you can take that same oil and you can put it in your wok and stir fry your vegetables because it's some of the most nutritious food you can put in your body. So that, folks, is the difference between marijuana and hemp, and they're both cannabis, which our farmers ought to be growing by the thousands of acres.
Thank you, Gatewood. Thank you for them words there to get them jackasses to realize it's the same damn cannabis. It's cannabis. One's a male and one's a female.
Right, and you can close your eyes and just picture him talk, doing that speech. Maybe not that one that got recorded, but you still heard those same words, you know. It's kind of, it's good.
Yeah.
It makes your heart feel good.
He was actually driving down the road when that audio was done of him in video. He was driving down the road on his way somewhere.
I remember seeing the video.
God bless Gatewood. God bless you, Gatewood.
Yeah. And you was talking about it once again at Fancy Farm. I mean, at Tater Date. Fancy Farm, I figured, is 136 years old maybe this year.
How old, Paula?
I think it was 100 years in 1980, so that would have make it now 136 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So it started like 1880, and then Tater Day started in like 1843.
Right. Long time. Got a big shout out for Michael Van Dyke and Brent and Sherry Goss, Alyssa Downs. Oh, that's when he said Alyssa. Okay, sorry, Alyssa. Brandon Stratton. Big shout out to you and the Purple Haze folks down there at Purple Haze. We've got about 7 minutes left in the show. We got the Blackie White Medicine Show coming up, folks. The Blackie White Medicine Show is coming up next. What else to tell you? I don't know what else to tell you. Oh, I know what I need to do. We need to play Raymond Buddy Plant. I forgot about you almost there. Raymond, he's been giving us some shout-outs out there in California. Like his page, Buddy Plant, buddyplant.com. You can find also some of his videos and things, but he's got a song called Puff Puff Pass, one of my favorites. He's got several, but this is one of my favorites. Here you go to Raymond Buddy Plant. We'll be right back.
And share my crowd. I want a little bit of you. I really, really want a little bit of you. I can't be there right now. Take the virtue ahead of this shit now.
Shit down. I'm gonna light it up. Gonna light it up. Stay out.
Puff Pass, Raymond Buddy Plant. Love those guys out there in California.
Love those guys.
Yes.
Great guys.
We had Roger on yesterday with us. 49 cent joints, $14 an ounce out there. And what was he saying? He was saying something about they're going to be giving out some free joints out there. It's something that they've got going on. And one of them's got a golden joint in it, and they get
right.
Get a pound.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fortune cookie joint type thing.
Yeah, and they get a pound.
Yeah.
So get it.
Yeah. That would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah, so, you know, big shout out to you guys out there. And thank you all so much for listening and being on the show with us and things. Man, what a great time it is. We're actually down to 2 minutes. The Blackie White Medicine Show is coming up next, folks. Like I say, Blackie White's in drunk college, as he calls it. He's in drunk college. And we're going to switch over here in a minute and go over to his thing. And he's got a 30-minute show, and I'm actually going to be running it. And I'll probably
And do 420 time. I might do that.
Yeah, call in. We'll do 420 on his show, Paula.
On my time, my 420.
Absolutely. I've actually lost. Jolene usually does all this. And I'm like, oh, where's the song? I want to thank Schubert out there again. Thank the love of my life. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. Everybody have a good evening. I'll be sharing the link as soon as I can get off here and get on the other one. God bless. Love y'all. We'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a good evening. Bye-bye. Love y'all. Bye. Bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.